Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, bonjour, bonsoir, 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 goodbye. Didn't mean that, soz. Anyway, welcome back to a Reboot of Your Thoughts podcast. And yes, we are one whole day late. If anybody seen my social media yesterday, you'll know why we're late. If you haven't, we went to go and view a new house. Potential new house. I need all your prayers. I need all your manifestation. Which meant I was chasing my tail all day because it was a last minute appointment. So I didn't have a chance to schedule my day accordingly. So instead of recording on Wednesday, we are now recording on Thursday this week. Go out on Thursday night and we'll be back to normal next week. But going back to the house now, if yous are avid listeners, regular listeners, even if you've only listened to one other episode, you will know that I have been banging on about a new house all year. We're going on 11 months since I've been looking for a new house. This one, we're at the final stages. We were the chosen ones. Listen, we've not quite hit the jackpot yet. There's a couple of things that a couple of hurdles we're going to have to jump over. Beg, pray, steal and borrow, I think. I might need to put a wee winky eye on. Be nice to the letting agent. I don't mean that. I don't mean I'm doing anything illegal or sexual. Now, don't get me wrong, I know some most of your heads never went there, but if anybody's like me, your head did just go there. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to prove to him I'm a nice person. I am the one he should go with. And here's hoping. I don't know if we'll find out tomorrow. Might be next week. I don't know how long these things take because I've been in this same house for 23 years. So I'm not one, I'm not kind of clued up with the whole renting system these days. And some would say the fact that I've been here for 23 years means that I'm a good tenant. Others would say, I don't know what they would say. But is it like car insurance where you should be changing your supplier every year to get the best deal? I'm definitely praying, hoping, manifesting, and like I said, if I need to beg, steal, borrow, and claim squatter's rights, I will. I want the house. So, this is what we're going to be working on the next week or so, however long it takes. If I find out, my plan was I was going to come home today from work and just pack my house up, but I got into trouble off my mum for that. She's like, "Oh, Aileen, you've not even got the bloody house yet. Wheesh, woman, be quiet. Get the keys on Monday." I phoned her. Well, no, that's a lie. She phoned me. Turns out she never actually meant to phone me. And then I said, "Oh, I'm going home to pack my house up." She went, "Oh, did you get it?" And I went, "Don't know yet." She's like, "Don't you start this." Because I get carried away with myself. I'm very dramatic and excitable. I'm like a wee chihuahua where I get dead excited, dead easy. I also probably have a temper sometimes. Anywho, that's that. So, yes, if yous can all pray before yous have got your bed tonight, if yous could manifest, if you could envision me in a new house, then I would be ever so grateful. And if I get into it, I will thank you all next week or whenever I find out. So, what are we talking about this week? Well, obviously, last week's episode is going to be a continuation, but it's not a continuation this week because obviously I've had a few other things I've had to deal with. So, it means I've not done all the legwork that I wanted to do. All the information I wanted to get for you. So this week I'm going to talk about dreams can come true, looking baby. I know you got to have them. No, you got to be strong, yeah. So we're talking about dreams. And it's so funny. Well, it's not funny. So I was sitting today. Sometimes I'll do what I call on TikTok, Aileen's thought of the day. Don't do it every day. Just when Aileen gets a random thought. So today's random thought brought me to this topic. And it didn't, the random thought actually didn't start off as a dream or even a conversation about a dream. So my random thought was, and here we go. So obviously, because we're talking about dreams, we know this is going to be a lighthearted one, right? So here's where it's going to start. Yous might laugh. Yous might be like, that, oh no, here she goes again. Or you might just be totally confused about the way my brain works. See, whatever. That's absolutely fine. I get confused about how my brain works. My mother gets confused about my brain, how my brain works. My father, my children, and my friends. So don't worry about it. We can all be confused together. So I was sitting thinking that when you've got an actor, or if you are an actor, and you're dating another actor within the same series or programme, film, whatever, together, so yous are both on the same set, but yous aren't dating each other on set, well, in the film or in the programme, series, whatever, but your characters are dating somebody else, and each of your characters are dating another couple in real life. Does that make you swingers? Random thought. See? Told you. So, because you're kissing and having shenanigans, although you're not really having shenanigans, you're kidding on, you're having shenanigans, but how do we know they're kidding on, they're having shenanigans? They may actually really be having shenanigans. So you're having shenanigans with one half of the couple, they're having shenanigans with your half of the couple, and then the other half of the each couple are having shenanigans and kissing and whatever. So does that make you swingers? But also, would you get jealous? Here's why I'm asking about the whole jealousy thing. Because, or even, there doesn't even need to be two couples, like, you don't even need to be the actor or the actress. Like, if your partner was an actor, would you get jealous? Because here's the thing, and this is where the dreams come into it. Have you ever had the dream that your partner is cheating on you? Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. If you've had that dream, I have. How did you react? Now, most people I know, including myself, all react in the sense that, oh, we genuinely think that person cheated. We know they haven't, but the dream is so realistic. You don't speak to them all day. They don't even know why you're not speaking to them. Or you might tell them, and they're like, but it's a dream, and you're like, but you did it. I seen you with my own eyes doing it. My eyes might have been closed at the time, but I seen what you done to me last night. I seen that you went behind my back. Caught you in the act. So you get angry in that situation. So would you get angry watching them on TV or on a film screen? Or watching them in real life if the two of you are actors or whatever? Would you react the same way as if they were cheating? I don't think I could go with an actor purely for that reason, because I don't share. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, even if it's pretend, even if you're playing houses, I'm not sharing. Nobody with nobody. Nobody, no man nor beast will be going near, or woman, will be allowed to go near my man. And nobody will be allowed to go near me if I am in a relationship apart from my man. So when you have a dream, do you overthink it? Do you wonder what it means? I do. I read a lot into dreams, and I know they say that dreams don't always mean exactly what you're dreaming. So for example, if you dream you've got a baby, it doesn't mean to say that you're going to have a baby. It may mean the start of life or the end of life or whatever. So do you research what your dreams mean? There's some dreams in mine that I would not even attempt to Google that, because I'd be terrified what the answer was going to be. And I have very vivid dreams. So see, especially when it comes to a full moon, or when I'm premenstrual, my dreams are wild. I mean, I have crazy, crazy dreams sometimes. Where you're like, what the hell? What just happened there? I also have really nice dreams, and then you dream about people from your past, and you dream about all these different things. But have you ever noticed you don't actually dream about things that you daydream about? As in, so for example, me looking for a new house, I've not had a dream yet that I'm in a new house. Now, that's not to say that I won't get a new house or that I'm not thinking about it, but why do I not dream it? Is it because your dreams don't actually mean what you're dreaming? Have I confused anybody yet? I'm quite good at that, confusing people. And then the whole dream about your teeth falling out, that's a big one, isn't it? If you've never had that one, you're lucky. I have that dream at least once a month. And is that not supposed to mean, what is that supposed to mean? It's supposed to mean that you're going to, is it you're going to commit something to do with money or a new start or something like that? Is anybody out there a dream analyst? I think that's a word. A dream analyst. Is anybody out there one of them? Because if you are, can you send me a message? I would love to, one, have you on this podcast, and two, pick your brains. Tell me I've written about dreams. I really need, did I? I'm sure I bought a book about dreams, did I? Or I was going to buy a book about dreams. Now, did I buy one? I need to look through my book cabinet. I think I might have one. Or I was going to buy one, I can't remember. One or t'other. I can never remember very much these days. I just don't know. Anyway, see when it comes to a full moon, I have the weirdest, darkest, and I don't mean scary, so it's not nightmares. I'm not having nightmares, but I wake up almost like in shock. And that seems to be a new thing since I started going through menopause, the whole full moon thing. Maybe I'm turning into a werewolf. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought, I wonder if that means I'm evolving? I'm joking. Am I joking? I don't know. But is it menopause or is it because I've changed my mindset? So here's the other thing, what you believe as well. So what you believe or how you live your life, does that affect how you dream? So for example, for a long time, I was very much in a trauma cycle and really bad depression and everything else. But in recent years, obviously, because I retrained to be a counsellor, then retrained to be a coach, started up new business, do the podcast, always talking about mental health, talking about this, that and the next thing, always try to help people. So because I'm now helping and trying to be a bit more positive, or much more positive, is that changing how I dream and how I think at night? Is it changing how my mind works when I finally shut up? When I finally stop talking? Because obviously you're giving out positivity, you're changing your lifestyle habits. So I've stopped drinking as well. I mean, I stopped drinking 12-13 years ago, stopped smoking over 20 years ago. So yeah, but in recent years, obviously, I started like manifesting, I started doing my vision boards, I started doing, I've got crystals in the house, I just do a lot more positive things, speak more positively, behave more positively. Not that I behaved in a negative way, I don't mean it like that, but even just the way I think about myself, I try and be a bit more positive about myself. I try and let others open up to me as much as possible. So I wonder if the fact that I've changed my lifestyle habits is actually why my dreams have changed, and not because I'm going through menopause or perimenopause. Quite a Listen, this could get quite deep, you know. What's the other dream? Because there's always one dream, isn't there, that everybody has? Like the whole teeth falling out. Or the one where you think you're falling. It's not actually a dream, but it's a sensation, isn't it? Or is it it's more a sensation than a dream. You feel as if you're falling and then you actually feel your whole body jerk just before you wake up. I wonder what that means. I really need to get into this whole dream. I really need somebody that knows about sleep and that knows about dreaming and knows about a lot more than me. This is interesting. I do have, what was the one? Have you ever had a dream where you're talking to somebody or you're out and about with somebody but you don't actually see their face? So you apparently know this person and you know them really well, but you can't see them. And it really annoys you as well because you wake up and you're like, but who was it? Who are they? Because I knew their name. I knew them enough to be going out and about with them. But I couldn't see their... Why do we not get to see everybody's face in the dream? Is that because that person's still to come into our life? What is your craziest dream you've ever had? I always remember my dreams the next day. Always. I know people, I've heard people saying, oh, I don't dream, everybody dreams. But it's whether you remember the dreams. And I always remember my dreams the next day. I might forget them like within a day or two, but I always remember them the next day. I don't know how many people actually remember all their dreams. Like, my son says he doesn't remember his dreams. In fact, Anki says he doesn't dream. And like, everybody dreams. Don't tell lies. What else? I would love to know kind of what goes on in your brain when you're dreaming. Like, does your brain, the brain activity, so obviously when you have dreams, that's more a happier dream you're having. But then a nightmare is more like darker or sad. So how does a brain react? If you were to look at the brain while somebody was dreaming or having a nightmare, I wonder how the brain activity would compare. I would love to, because you do get, there's places you can go to where they can analyse your sleep, isn't there? So do they also analyse your brain activity, the brain pattern when you're dreaming? We could go right into this, couldn't we? This could be, hold on. So, if I Google, why do we dream when we're sleeping? And then AI overview says, my phone's talking to me, wait a minute. Did you hear my phone talking to me there? I didn't even do it. It's at the other side of the room. How does it hear me? Anyway, I just told it to shushed. So it says, we dream during sleep to consolidate memories, process emotions, and stimulate potential scenarios, though there is no single agreed upon reason. During the REM, which is the rapid eye movement stage of sleep, the brain is highly active, processing the day's events and making connections to store long-term memories. Dreaming may also help us to process feelings, rehearse responses to stressful situations, or simply be a byproduct of this active brain state. But right, I don't necessarily agree with that. And that, going back to what I said earlier about, because it's saying here to consolidate memories, process emotions, and stimulate potential scenarios, but nothing I dream about really now I'm thinking about. There's a couple of things that, yes, if you're overthinking something, you might dream about the person that's in that scenario, but not necessarily that actual situation. So I'm not sure I agree with AI on that one. And I didn't want to say that too loud, because the last time I said that, my other phone started talking to me. So it says, key theories on why we dream. Memory consolidation. Dreaming helps the brain sort and store memories, moving important information from short-term to long-term storage. Have I got a external storage in my brain, or if I get a memory card in my brain or something? Because if I have, can somebody switch it on? Because the memory doesn't remember. It doesn't remember these days. We're getting to that older age. Emotional processing. Dreams can help us work through and analyse feelings, which may explain why dreams can be more intense when we are stressed. Actually, my dreams are more intense when it's a full moon and I'm turning into a werewolf. Problem solving and rehearsal. Dreaming may serve as a rehearsal for real life situations, allowing the brain to stimulate, practice and practice responses to challenges. Now, I said that I don't ever dream about things that I'm actually thinking about. So how am I dreaming about real life situations when I'm not actually dreaming about real life situations? My dreams are too wacky to be real life. I'm sorry. I'm not agreeing with this. I think somebody's telling me lies. Brain activity byproduct. Some theories suggest that dreams are simply the result of the brain's activity during sleep as it tries to make sense of random electrical signals and images. I might agree with that about it being random. The brain may be trying to find a story to link the random signals with memories and existing knowledge. Right, so I agree with that point. But see the other points, I don't agree with them. I think they're just telling us lies now. But I think I agree with the brain activity byproduct. That's definitely the one. That's the one I'm going with. That's the answer. We'll take answer. Wait, is it A, B, C? We'll go for answer D. D's our choice here. It's a lot of people's choice. I don't know why I do this. Every video I make, every podcast, I always go down the wrong alleyway. Sorry, not sorry. What happens in the brain during dreams? So the rapid eye movement sleep. Most vivid dreaming occurs during rapid eye movement sleep, when brain waves are nearly as active as they are when you're awake. So is that when you're just about to waken up, or is that just as you're falling asleep? Because surely that's not when you're in a deep sleep. Then you've got brainstem activation. The brainstem is responsible for initiating rapid eye movement sleep. This is very confusing. So, I'll not ask that, I'll ask that in a minute. Forebrain activity. The forebrain generates the actual content of the dreams, pulling from your memories, thoughts and desires. So, why am I not dreaming about the things that I desire then? Somebody answer me that one, because I've not had any of they kind of dreams. And then we have, I don't know how to say that word. Anyway, it's all about processing emotions and active rapid eye movement, sleep and everything. So there's a couple of things there that I agree with and quite a lot that I don't. I'm going to be looking at it. I want to know about dreams. So if dreams do come true, somebody help me get my house. Obviously, you've got your dreams when you're awake. You've got your dreams when you're asleep. So you can daydream. And daydream, I would say, is more about your desires and your emotions. Because you sit and daydream about, for example, if I daydream about a house, or if somebody's about to get married or hoping to get married in the future, they may be daydreaming about their marriage, the proposal, the man, the this, the that. You might daydream about having a family. You may be daydreaming about a holiday, a new car, anything at all that you know that you 100% want in your life. You could be daydreaming, you would daydream about that. So that's dreaming while your eyes are still opened, although you zone out, but you're awake. Whereas I find that when you dream when you're asleep, it's not quite as much about your hopes and desires. It's more about your brain trying to confuse you. I mean, if you were going to pick your dream at night, you're not going to pick your teeth falling out, are you? And if that does mean something to do, is it? Right, wait, we're going to look that one up. Hold on. Right, so dreaming of teeth falling out. So spiritually, dreaming of teeth falling out can symbolise major life changes, stress or feelings of powerlessness. That was easy for you to say. While also potentially representing a loss of wisdom or control. Some interpretations view it negatively as a sign of misfortune, shame, or worry about a loved one's health. Conversely, some spiritual traditions see it as a positive sign of personal transformation and shedding the old for new perspective. That's where I was getting confused, because I was thinking of that. So the positive part of it about, yeah. So let's see what the positive spiritual interpretations mean. Transformation and growth. It can signify a necessary shedding of old beliefs to make way for new perspectives and wisdom. Spiritual preparation. This dream might indicate readiness for a new phase of life, new spiritual path, or increased responsibilities. And then wisdom. In some contexts, loss of teeth can represent the loss of your old ways of thinking to gain a deeper understanding and new wisdom. Common spiritual themes: stress and anxiety, life changes, loss of control. Yeah, there's loads of things out there about it. So depending whether you're speaking to somebody who sees it as positive or somebody that sees it as negative will then determine whether what the answer is you're going to get, really. So you could go and speak to, we'll use Ainsley as an example because she's very spiritual. If you speak to Ainsley and you said to her, no, she's not a dream analyst, but just go with me here. Ainsley, what does it mean if your teeth fall out in your sleep when you're dreaming? And she would 100% go for the positive. But then you could go to somebody who is a negative Nancy and they'd be like, oh my God, all your teeth are got to out and you're going to die. Do you know what I mean? Or you could go to somebody who just doesn't believe that your dreams mean anything. They'll just be like, it just means your teeth fell out in your sleep, in your dreams. It doesn't mean anything. You dream, it was a dream. Dreams don't mean anything. Do you know what I mean? So you're going to get various different responses depending on who you talk to. But I do think dreams are interesting, and it's interesting how we can all dream, the same dream, but we'll all interpret it differently. And there's going to be common dreams that everybody dreams about, but then there's going to be ones that are unique to you. So why do sometimes we dream the exact same dream and to the point where every single part of it is exactly the same as the next person's, but yet we've got other dreams that nobody else is going to dream that? The brain is crazy. It's mad, and it's madness how obviously your brain's still going to work when you're asleep, right? Because all your organs, everything still needs to continue to work while you're sleeping, or you wouldn't be here anymore. But when does your brain actually sleep? If you know me, I hope you're not shouting at your phone or your whatever you're listening to this on, because most people would say my brain's asleep most of the time. But yeah, the rest of your body gets to rest and recharge. When does your brain get to recharge? So that's when your food and your fluid comes into it, because that's basically your batteries for your brain. And I remember learning, which I thought was, I don't know why I'd never known about it or thought about it before, but if you're not properly sleeping at night, as in you're restless or you're not fully asleep, like not getting a full night's sleep or whatever, do you know part of that could be because you're not eating enough? Because you need food for energy, and you need the energy. You still need that energy to sleep. Your body needs that energy, that battery recharge from your food to sleep. So yeah, there's lots to it, and there's lots that I'm sure people don't know. And I think unless you go through certain situations in life, a lot of stuff we take for granted, as in having 3 meals a day or having regular drinks. And I don't mean, I'm not talking about poverty or anything like that here. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about mental health side of it. So like if you've got an eating disorder, or not even mental health, like if you've got illnesses that's going to stop you from eating, like cancer and different things like that, you're obviously going to have loss of appetite when you're going through different treatments. So I think unless you go through any of these situations and you realise like how little energy your body's got because you're not taking the food in. Obviously, you know about it when you're unwell and you've maybe got a bug, but if you're going through it for months and years at a time, you maybe don't realise how tired your body actually gets. And I do also think that when you're going through that moment, you don't necessarily know how tired your body is either. I mean, I was anorexic for many years, and I probably didn't care either, but I didn't realise what I was putting my body through. I know everybody tells you, but see, when you think you're getting up and you're doing your daily stuff and whatever else, I don't think you necessarily think about it. Because I was still getting up, take my son to school, pick my son up for school, doing this, doing the shopping, doing this, doing that, doing the next thing. It was almost like I was in autopilot more than my body was going through the motions. But anyway, I tell you one thing I do know, and it's not necessarily about dreams. It might be about dreams, I don't know. But I know whenever I'm on antidepressants, or at least way back when I was on antidepressants, I would always talk in my sleep. I don't know if I still do, because obviously there's nobody lying beside me to tell me. But I know that I did used to talk in my sleep whenever I was on antidepressants. I would never would when I wasn't, but when I was on them, I did. So I don't know why that is. I always found that fascinating. So yeah, dreams are, I just find dreams so interesting. It's, and two people can have the same vision for their future, but you're not necessarily going to have the same dream. Do you know what I mean? When you're sleeping, you might have the same daydream. You might have the exact same thought in your head in your daydream, but your sleeping dreams, when you're actually fully asleep, you don't. But what baffles me more is the fact that some people remember their dreams so vividly and other people don't remember them at all, to the point they think they don't dream. Right, I need a sleep and a dream analyst, please, to speak to me. We need to get to the bottom of this situation. Why does all this happen? I need to know. Is anybody else interested? If yous are interested in this, we'll look into it, so yous can let me know if yous are interested in talking about the whole dream situation and whether you have a positive outlook in life, if that is what's changing the way my dreams are, and why is there so many different variations of, not variations, but explanations of what each dream means. Who first decided to put out there what a dream means, and how did you come to that realisation? Do you ever that? Like, who came up with the word dream? Here we go, we're going down a rabbit hole now. Who came up with the word dream? Who thought, who woke up one day and said, I had a dream? I had a dream. Who woke up one day and said, I seen a short film in my head when I was sleeping? I seen people in my sleep? Or I seen a big cruise ship or a pirate ship or something in my sleep? Or my teeth all fell out in my sleep? Who was the very first person to say this? And then who came up with the word dream? And then, listen, the people need to know. Who decided that we were going to start thinking about things in our sleep? You don't think about enough during the day, so I'm going to make you think while you're asleep as well. I'm going to make you jump out your bed, have a nervy bee because you think there's a monster chasing you. Or the other one, when you wake up and you think you can see something standing over the top of you, and it's not, it's like a jacket hanging on your coat hanger or something. Who tells your brain to think that way? Because see, whoever came up with that concept, you're evil, evil to the core. Make me think that there's a big scary man in my room. I mean, that might not be a bad thing, but listen, who made me think that I could see things in the corner of my room and there actually isn't even anything there? These are all crazy. Anyway, we'll maybe talk about this again if somebody gets in touch to tell me. They can tell me all about dreams. Keep a dream diary, somebody. I don't even know if you can hear me because I've just realised that my microphone's been turned down. Can somebody keep a dream diary? It won't be me, I'll know what I mean, but to keep a dream diary. I'm too busy. And we can analyse your dreams. So, I am going to... I've still got work to do. Just as an FYI. I'm going to go and get some work done. But what will we talk about next week? I hear you ask. I'm going to be talking about becoming a first-time grandparent, but I don't know if that's next week because I'm recording that with somebody. It's a big secret. So I need to find out when that person's free. So that may be next week, it may be 2 or 3 weeks, but it's definitely going to be before Christmas. And then I'm possibly going to be moving house. I wonder how, if that's going to happen in the next week. What do you think, people? Do you think, yeah or nay? I'm just curious. I'm curious as to who's got the positivity out there for me. And it's funny because obviously I said at the beginning of this about manifesting and everything else. I've got 2 vision boards and I've told you about them before. One's for business and one's for personal life. On my one for personal life, I had a new house and a new car. I've got the new car, so I've still got the new house. But then I was sitting last night after viewing, I went to go and view the house during the day yesterday, and last night I was just about to go to my bed, and I looked at the vision board and I noticed the company that showed me around the house, I've got their business card on my vision board, which makes me think it's going to happen. I don't want to lead myself into a deep depression here if I get a no, but I think they need to say yes. Don't cry for me, Argentina. So yeah, pray for me, people. Manifest for me. Give me positive thoughts and I'll send them back in return. And then, do you know what? See if I get this. I'm going for the hat trick and I'm going to win the lottery. Just decided that the other night. I thought that would be a good plan to make. They do say everything comes in threes. So, got the car, got the house, win the lottery. Sorted, done and dusted, finished, finito, comprendi. Yes, thank you kindly, Your Honour. Anyway, I hope whatever you do, this is just a short one because there's not an awful lot that I just had to get that off my chest about the whole dream thing. And the fact that it stemmed for me thinking about whether actors are actually swingers is just a little insight into how my brain works. Me and Ainsley are going Christmas shopping next week, I think, for a new tree for my new house, because you know, I was going to buy a new tree 2 months ago and I've still not bought it. And I was going to buy it last week. Was it last week I told you I was going to buy it? I've still not bought it. So we're going Christmas tree shopping next week for my new house. I swear to God, see if I don't get this house, I'll be devastated. And I also need to go and buy, if I get the house, I need to go and buy a new suite. But that's okay, I'm not in a rush for that. I can leave that to later. But I'm away to pack. I'm going to pack because I'm moving house next week. Nah, 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 nah. I mean, I might not be, but let's pray that we are. Whoop, whoop. It's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. Because I'm going to be claiming squatter's rights. I'm getting on. I'll find a way in. And I will not leave again. Unless I'm working. Or I need to take my son to college. Or I need to go for a food shop. Or anything like that. But again, if anybody would like to book in, I know this might not be the best time to say to you if you want to book in for counselling or that, because this episode has been a bit erratic. At least I never said erotic. Erratic. But if you would like to book in for counselling, life coaching, business coaching or wellness coaching, send me an email, rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or you can go onto the website, thereboot sanctuary.com. I also offer some holistic therapies. We've got hop ear candling, Indian head massage, cupping massage therapy, hot stone massage therapy, and manual lymphatic drainage. They are obviously a face-to-face, whereas counselling and coaching can be done either face-to-face or over video call. I am hoping to start up something in the North Lanarkshire area and potentially Glasgow and maybe Eastern Bartonshire over the next few weeks and the coming months. So if you keep an eye on the social media pages, so you can follow either or all of. So you've got the Reboot Sanctuary, Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, and Reboot Your Business podcast are all on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you would like to follow my personal Instagram page, you can follow it. It's Aileen, Aileen, underscore this and that. This and that. So just the one this and that, by the way. So it's Aileen underscore this and that. And you'll get more insight in Aileen. But yes, I will upload and let you all know if and when I've got spaces booked for my upcoming things. I do have stuff coming that's going to be face to face, and they're going to be group sessions. So if you do want to join in or potentially find out more information, then keep your eye on the social medias. That's where I tend to post everything first. And I kind of think that's all. If you do want to sponsor or advertise on the podcast, then again, just email me at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. And there's packages for everybody. And I think that's kind of about it. I am going to go and pack up my house and get in trouble off my mother and probably both my sons as well. But do I sound as if I care? No, because I can unpack again. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is gonna be alright. I woke up this morning. I'm blooming hope I did. So I'm going to go edit this, upload it, and I hope you enjoy whatever the outcome is. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care, enjoy your week, and bye-bye.